I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The tension between obeying the law and preaching truth grows for believers in China. Plus, we're introducing a new partner today focusing on making a difference for the destitute in Kenya. Our top story, 7 months have gone by since over 100 members of the Early Rain Covenant Church in China were arrested. The church is one of many that refuses to register. Today, a handful remain in prison, including the pastor Wang Yi. He was originally charged with inciting subversion, but recently local authorities slapped Pastor Wang with a new charge of illegal business activity. This massive crackdown serves as an ominous example of the increasing pressure Chinese Christians face. John Podaiti, president and CEO of Bibles for the World, says,
"We do see a tightening of things, and Underground Church has been given basically 2 years to get registered or else. At the same time, there's pressures on the registered church to try to minimize influence from the West."
Bibles for the World provides Mandarin Bibles to Chinese believers. Podaiti says the church in China needs our prayers.
"We pray that we, the ministries working in China, collaboratively can work together to keep strengthening the Chinese church and the believers there and keep providing the tools that they need to strengthen their work so that, you know, if there's a time that we're not allowed to do any sort of ministry in China, that the church would be strong and able to be sustained throughout any difficulties or oppression they may face."
Next, Hong Kong and China have been regular staples in the news lately, thanks to upheaval and tighter regulations. Some of this is affecting Christians, too, as China enforces church registration and limits Bible sales. All of this means that Jason Wolford and Mission Cry want to ship Christian resources to China before the windows of opportunity close. Their last container has already been emptied and distributed.
"Nearly 40,000 people got either a free Bible or a Christian book, and they're begging us, as there's nearly 7.4 million people living in Hong Kong, they're begging us for another sea container."
The sea containers would be filled with Bibles and used Christian books and resources that local believers find hard to come by. Right now, Mission Cry is working to prep their next container.
"As soon as we have the funding of $10,000, we'll immediately be able to order the container. We'll be able to load it and get it on rail and get it to Hong Kong within 40 days.
If you'd like to help, you'll find the links at our website.
Those that are listening, I pray that as they honor God in living and giving to Him, that He would meet every need that they have in the spiritual, physical, and financial realms of their life. In Jesus' name."
Pray for believers in China and Hong Kong that they'd have courage and wisdom for the future, and ask God for the resources for the next shipment. And a California short-term missions team is now home from a busy trip to rural Kenya. Joy Mueller, Executive Director of Kenya Hope, spoke with us before they left.
"We've been here with our partnering church from Long Beach, California, working in the very remote community of Moisusu, where we put in a well, or what they call a borehole, also building housing for the teachers, as well as training some of our widows."
The training is a critical part of Kenya Hope's Widows Might program.
"In Kenya, widows are incredibly marginalized. They are really left destitute.
See, when a man dies, his parents or siblings take everything of value. Widows then try to raise their families, feeding and clothing multiple children, paying school fees, etc., on less than $20 a month.
"The work is hard. They have to walk literally miles to get their water and carry it back home on their backs. They have to go collect firewood."
And that's where Kenya Hope comes in. They offer food aid, job training, and more through their Widows Might program.
"We also have introduced adult literacy, and so these women have an opportunity to read and write. Also, we're teaching them chronologically from the Bible."
Connect with us online at missionnews.org to learn more about Kenya Hope and the widows it helps.
"Pray that they would hear the gospel and that they would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So many of them are in such dark, desperate situations where they have no food. They don't see a light at the end of the tunnel."
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things on the persecuted church, Bible translation, or widows ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got instructions saved at our website. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.